Hare Krishna. Every day, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna has to be performed with the basic consciousness of sambandha with Krishna. What is that sambandha? I am a tiny jiva with atomic consciousness and an eternal servant of Krishna. And Krishna is the Supreme Lord with infinite consciousness and is my master. And the material world is a house of correction. And I am here to be reformed in this world. To be reformed for what? I have to be reformed because of my absent-mindedness in this relationship. So when I am absent-minded in my relationship with my master, and that has to be rectified, because that absent-mindedness brings about inattentiveness and carelessness, offensiveness, and bringing great trouble to the jiva, trouble to me. So you will see in this world, all of us proclaim our relationship with so many people. Oh, I am so-and-so person's son, or I am so-and-so person's daughter. I am such and such person's brother or sister or uncle or aunt or grandmother or grandfather. So we feel connection with some people in this world and we claim that connection. Similarly, when you are sitting on the floor to chant, you know I am sitting on the floor. You know your position in relation to the floor. If you are sitting and traveling in a car, you know that I am sitting in the car. So we always relate our position to whatever we are connected to. In the same manner, at least during the 2 hours of chanting in the morning, one should see one's personal connection with Krishna. That Krishna is the Supreme Lord with infinite consciousness and is my master. And I am a tiny jiva with atomic consciousness and I am Krishna's servant. The material world is a house of correction and I have to reform my absent-minded mentality. And this sambandha has to be strongly reinforced. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maam vishame bhavam budhau krupaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. He said, oh my dear Lord Krishna, although I belong to you, I have come so far away in this material world, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me in your lotus feet as one of the millions of atomic consciousnesses, one of the millions of souls in your lotus feet. So if we really weigh this relationship with Krishna, value this relationship with Krishna, and we want to water this relationship and strengthen it, for which Guru has given us Diksha, He has given us a name, He has given us the mala, then we will rise early in the morning to chant the holy name and attentively hear it, so that day by day we will not remain far away from Krishna, but we will come nearer and nearer to Krishna. And those people who have forgotten this sambandha, they may conveniently sleep off in the morning hours, Brahma Muhurta hours, not waking up to this relationship, not watering the relationship, not strengthening this relationship, and not approaching Krishna, but asleep in the lap of Maya. And the result is repeated birth and death. Because in this house of correction, we have to be reformed to not be absent-minded in this relationship. If you want to strengthen the relationship, we not only have to be physically awake, we have to be spiritually awake also. Spiritually awake means spiritually understanding the sambandha and calling out the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Harinam Prabhu ki.